Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media as the Ravens count down to Thursday night's meeting with the Bengals.
It's great.
Marlon, you played in quite a few Thursday games. What's the biggest challenge? What do you do differently to try to be ready for a Thursday game, knowing that you're not going to get as much preparation?
Yeah, it's hard. A lot of mental work, but really big on the body. It always seems like whoever can recover the fastest is usually the team that you know that looks the freshest. And it's tough. It's a tough turnaround, but you know, it's the reward after is cool. You know, if you win, you win to get the extra days off. But you know, Thursday's about you know recovery, mental work. So a little different twist than just your typical Sunday game.
What's the biggest challenge you're going against Joe Burrow?
Hard. The biggest challenge is, he trusts his guy. He likes his guys more than he likes me. So that's the biggest challenge. You know, most quarterbacks when they see a guy kind of covered, they usually don't throw it. But Joe, he's like, even if this guy's covered, I think my guy can make a play. And you know, those guys make a ton of plays. I think last game there's a lot of contested catches, and it seemed like they came down with you know a lot of those. So you know, it's going to be a lot of passing. Great receivers. And obviously, a guy like Joe, you know, he puts it on the money. He doesn't, you know, you know what you're going to get with Joe. I mean, elite quarterback. So it's always a tough challenge.
Marlon, maybe a simple question, but how good did it feel to get those two picks against Tampa Bay?
Shoot, man, we're like so far away from that. I don't even. It's Cincinnati week, so I'm ready to get some work in for Cincy.
How much motivation is the defense taking from the last Cincy game? It was a high scoring event. You know, you all taking motivation from that one.
Yeah, we felt like we should have lost. You know, I think that's kind of what we talked about today. You know, it's we won the game, but we did not play well. I think especially the secondary alone, you know, it was, like I said, it was a lot of contested catches. But, you know, big plays, too many big plays. So we're hoping to try to limit the passing attack and get going. You know, we want to – that's the biggest thing. You know, we've been searching. I think it's been a really good response in our room. Of, you know, as Kyle Van Noy said, you know, he ain't finished last in nothing. So with that number being 32, that's not something we like. That's not something we want to be. And it's always a tough challenge. But, you know, I think we got the guys for the job, and we're going to keep working at it, all the way up until game time, and then let it loose Thursday night.
Do you feel like the Denver game was a step forward for the defense in the secondary?
Yeah, I thought it was. You know, I thought we played well. I wanted to keep them under 200. I know right there at the end, I think they got it. But – you know, we just got to keep chasing the details. You know, I think it's bad when, you know, what you're being coached, if you're not, don't have it to the T, that's what's kind of hurting us. So we've, you know, in our room, we've realized as players, you know, we got to do it exactly how we're coached, exactly how we're doing it in practice to get it to go in the game. We can't practice it all week this way, just coach this way, and then we get in the game and it's not exactly how you just practiced it. So that's been the biggest thing. We've been talking about doing your 1 of 11. So many times this year, just one guy is just not exactly where he's supposed to be, and that's where it's been hit. It's been hitting like 90%. When you watch other teams, you see people wide open here, it doesn't get hit. But for us, it's been really making us get so detailed because it seemed like every time one guy's just you're supposed to be 2 yards outside of the hash, you're not 2 yards outside of the hash, the ball goes there. You're not inside leverage. It's been so little tiny detailed. It's made everybody tighten up their approach, tighten up their mindset, and really just focus – to just do only your job only. And so it's been very unique from that aspect, but it makes you focus. It makes you focus, and that's what we need.
Has it bothered you some of the criticism that Zach has taken after some of the more difficult defensive performances?
I don't exactly know what's going on besides what kind of – I get told. My only social media is Instagram Live after victories, so I haven't seen a lot, but I do know there feel like there's been some chatter. And for me as a player, as knowing what's going on, I hate seeing coaches get under scrutiny when it's the player's fault. You know, if I felt that there was, you know, this ain't being coached this way, right, this ain't being this, it's a little different. But it really sucks when the product we're putting out there isn't what we're being coached, isn't what we're practicing. And that's kind of what hurts me. You know, some of the plays I've given up, is that the coach's fault, or did we practice it this week? and then I got in the game and I didn't play it exactly how it was supposed to be, and it results in a big play. And I hate how, you know, coaches get, you know, I hate how that goes, but that is the NFL. You know, it's the person over it kind of gets whatever, but it is kind of what it is. But I hate that just because, you know, when it's your fault sometimes while somebody's getting scrutinized, that's never a good thing.
Marlon, I don't think we had a chance to ask you when Dean Pease joined the staff. You were one of the few guys who played for him. I know it was your rookie year, but him being here now a few weeks, what do you think he's maybe brought that has helped the defense, or do you think will help the defense moving forward?
He's just brought an extra set of eyes, extra set of ears. He's pulled guys to the side. It's a real surreal moment for me. I remember when I was a rookie, Pease pulled me up to the office. I was like, look at everybody else on the defense, and then look at you. And it wasn't too good. So it's been a surreal moment for me, just kind of how far I've kind of become, how I've kind of been doing this job for a long time. But I think Pease coming in has been a really good help for us. I think, you know, the knowledge he has there, and then being that Zach was already, you know, communicating with him throughout the season, it's been really good. I think just give it a fresh set of eyes on some of the things he said. And, you know, he's doing this for the love of the game. You know, he was – and so that's what I really like. So I think it's only helped us, but I've really felt like, you know, the past week or so, it's he's really kind of started to help out a little bit more. All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.